Okay, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Green Left Radio, and we have myself, Jacob, and Chloe. And for our program today, we're very happy that we have, for our first interview for the program, we have Raoul Dicci, who is a longtime member of Magenta Melbourne, and he's currently also the finance officer and executive committee member of Magenta Melbourne, and also the chairperson of Magenta Melbourne, the West chapter. Now, we have him on the line here today to talk a bit about, I guess, this new international student support network that is going to be launching on September the 12th. But I guess maybe to start off, maybe to get listeners a bit of a sense of the background. Raoul, I wanted to kind of hear, I guess, about what can you, I guess, tell us about some of the kind of general issues that, I guess, both migrants and international students have kind of faced as a result, I guess, of this pandemic?
Yes, good morning, everyone. With the onset of the COVID-19, most of the students, international students, were really much affected with this. They lost their jobs and they need really support for that. And aside from those jobs that they really rely on for their day-to-day sustenance, they have problem with, because they continue, still the school still continue. So they still have paying the tuition fees. And aside from that, we received some complaints about their, providers who are, sort of not understanding the situations. They're asking for, to suspend their tuition fee or whatever things that, because they are not going to school, so they're not using the facility at school. So, but, despite of those reasons, still some of these providers are still, charging them with the fees, although they asked for suspensions or to relieve at least after the pandemic. But there's based on their complaint to us, as we talk to them, there are more sort of been it's still being pressured by these providers to continue paying their tuition fees. There are some of those that already been given some, what you may call it, an harassment, because some of them already left the school, but the school is still charging them fees, and then they're sending some letter from debt collectors and pressuring them to pay. So these are only some of the complaints from the external students. While for the other migrant workers, which is, there are still migrant workers that also lost their jobs because of the pandemic. And they are not part of the, or they are not qualified for the government's, job seekers program, because most of them are casuals. And some of the companies, they prefer the regular employee to be on the job to qualify for the job seekers program, but these other migrant workers, temporary workers, are not qualified to that. So they are really in this predicament that they have no way to go. So luckily there are some other, not just migrants, but there are other groups of Filipinos and other nationalities that help provide some of these things. So with all this information, with all the problems that we encounter from the students, we decided that it is not just the Filipino group or the Filipino international students, but all international students having the same problems. So we decided that I think that it's preferable to have a support network for all the international students. So all of these problems, and at least if we could have gather some support from other organizations, other individuals, even politicians, and if we could get more support from them, we could have a bigger voice to at least talk to the politicians or to have a, to at least police or have some relevant submission or create some relevant submissions to the government agencies to at least address some of these issues of the international students.
Well, can you, what can you tell us, I guess, I mean, just for listeners' information, can you, tell us a bit of background about Migranta Melbourne and some of the work that you have done prior, and then maybe we can go into discussing a bit more, I guess, about the support network.
Migranta Melbourne is part of the Migranta Australia. Migranta Australia is throughout Australia, and we are a member of Migranta Australia. Migranta Melbourne started 2001, if I can remember, and we are a voluntary community organizations of Filipino and Filipino-Australian migrant workers and students, promoting and upholding welfare, human rights, and workers' rights. So from the start, most of our most of the issues we handle are issues of contract workers or those 457. We used to have 457 visas, which they have a contract for before, I think it's 4 years. And they signed contract from the Philippines. And then those contract, when they arrive here, it's entirely different. And they have, some other, abuses, and because of the situations that they have. And when they arrive here in Australia, they have no one, no friends, and no network to support them. And some of them suffered some abuses from their employer, or been given that's a particular job that they are not, it's not part of their contract. And some of those have been dismissed because of they could not understand why, or because based on their contract, they're supposed to do some particular work, but they're given a different kind of work. And those are some of the problems we encounter. And some receive some bullying and then been given other things or dismissed from work, although their contract is supposedly for 4 years or 2 years. And then some of those that come to us for help, and those are major of some of the major work that they have. So we try to navigate what sort of situations or where part of the government organizations we have to go to raise the issues. And there are things that we have to help them, even to try to work out how they supposed to continue the work or to get the proper assistance from the government, and to claim what's its right to them. There are other things that they were. Some of these workers, maybe several of those, they've been housed in one particular house and then been charged for really high fees for rental. And it's really sort of really unfair for them. And they could not do anything because they don't know anyone here in Australia. So it is one of those things that we've been helping since then. And it's not just for the, there are several kinds of situations. Bullying is part of those. And then, as I said, that based on their conduct, they'll be given like, different kind of work which is not part of the contract, and then they're not paid properly. So it is one of those things that I think until now is still happening.
Well, Chloe, you had a question you wanted to ask?
Thanks, Rahul. That's it's very worrying to hear that migrant workers and international students are losing their jobs. They have been since the beginning of this pandemic. Not to mention that even before the pandemic, they've always been in precarious work, working in the gig economy, and they're more likely to be exploited by their employers. You were talking about confusion with the contracts that they're given. So the migrant-y Melbourne, your organisation, it's good that there are organisations out there that are helping them. But I guess I was wanting to just, you know, maybe ask, you know, we have been supporting campaigns like the Wage Subsidy for All, No Worker Left Behind. The United Workers Union has really been getting behind international students and temporary visa workers, refugee workers. Migrant Workers Centre has been fighting strongly for the rights of international students, but that government support, like you said, has still not been extended. And now it's been over 6 months that we've been in this pandemic. I was just wondering, you know, how are the international students in your network, how are they actually coping? We've heard, you know, people lining up for food banks. I was just wondering how the members of the community actually come together and support one another.
Yeah, you mentioned about those campaigns. I think if you, during the start of the pandemic, if you notice, I think we were also one of those really hard on the campaign about this. We write petitions. We have on Facebook every sort of campaign that we could think of. And we reach out with other organizations about those campaign support for internet students. At the moment, it's really hard for those international students. And we even, because we could not really support all of those, we could not reach out, only the ones that are closer to us, or meaning that reach to us, that we could give support, like the food package that we have. But aside from that, we try to, because there are some food banks and other sort of things, the Red Cross, we've been trying them as well. We've been advising them, go to those places as well if you are qualified to ask for help to those. And then all those, we publish it in our website, on our Facebook. And also, every time we go to their places, we give them some flyers that you might be able, tell them that you might be able to qualify for this, to ask for packages. So all those sort of things we provided to them. So at least it is not just from us. They could get from other things because we could not provide as many as we can to them, only because we have to divide every resources, every donations that we have to divide it separate for each off. Because in my area as well, in the West, I have more than 50 students that I have to deliver. I have to deliver every weekend, food packages. So it is not just for the food packages that we are trying. We're trying to reach them out that if they're really distressed or depressed about, call us and then talk to us. At least you have somebody to talk to, and you can air your voices. You can air whatever is in your mind, at least to relieve yourself from depression or whatever you have it, because it's really hard to, if you just keep it to yourself. So it's one of those things that we also try to reach out to the students, that if you are really down, or just we provided our telephone numbers to them to reach out to us, ring us. And if you're really down, we could refer you to, because we have some members that are social workers that are professional in their areas that they could help in those other ways. It is not just emotionally, it's part of this. So it is very hard. It's sort of trying things. And then for some of the students, I'm pertaining to Filipino students, internet students. Some of them were able to go home because they could not really have, they lost their job and they could not find anything. And luckily some of them were able to go home to the Philippines, but the rest are still here. There are still a lot of people here that we're trying to reach out and then help them as much as we can, whatever we can afford to help, not just in food, but in any other levels of help. When it comes to their well-being as well, we're very concerned about that. And with the help in with the problem in schools, as are the subject our subject today about the support network, we're trying them. There are some of those who is trying to, how they're going to complain, how they're going to raise their voices, and then they are afraid or afraid that they might be, if they come out in public, that they might be singled out or maybe harassed by the school. So they are afraid of that. How are they going to raise their concern to the school itself or to other authorities that whatever the concern should be looked after? So it's one of us that one of our work is to guide them how to, if they want to complain to ombudsman, to ask what whoever other organizations about their schools, about the facilities, about the tuition fees or whatever things. We were there to guide them how to do it, or how the process goes, as much as we learn on how as well on to tackle those problems as well as much as we can. So with the support network, we are trying to reach out with any other agencies and other group of organizations, well, individuals, related other organizations, and even politicians. And any individual who are really concerned about the situations of international students, we would like them to support us in this endeavor.
Well, that's a good way to go into, I guess, the next kind of question is, what can you tell us, I guess, a bit more in detail about, I guess, this support network for international students in terms of both what you're kind of intending to do in terms of activities, but also what you're hoping, I guess, to politically achieve in terms of demands? Because I, just from reading the Facebook event, you're also noted that you are trying to make some political demands on the government as well in terms of supporting international students, and then also the details, I guess, of when it's launching following from that.
Oh, yes. With all those things that we heard from them, so it is really necessary to create a sort of a network, at least to advance their right and the welfare of these internal students, support them in calling some policy reforms, investigations, and other abuses practices by the education providers. So we are really hoping that the network, and with the network, we will hoping to do some, to conduct some forums, migration law, capacity building and workshops, sort of things, petition signing, fundraisings and other dialogues with various stakeholders. And we are trying our aim towards this is at least to build a stronger and a call for a better regulations and monitoring of private education providers in order to prevent such abuses for international students.
That's angry. And in terms of how can people support and get involved, I guess, in this network, especially our listeners?
This coming Saturday, is Saturday on the 12th, of September. We're launching this at 1:30 p.m. We're launching this, and then we're calling on all those organizations and other individuals to support us. We have in the flyer our contact numbers, and because towards the end we will be doing some petitions or other petition signings. So it is good to have, if you have as many organizations, individuals and related groups that are really concerned about the situations. If the more we have, the more powerful we have a big voice, and to call on the politicians and other government agencies to look at these situations for internalized students, to stop these abuses that we heard of, and all these things that really concern the welfare of internalized students. We are not just talking for Filipino students. We are talking all international students from different backgrounds, from different countries who are here in Australia.
Thanks, Rahul. It sounds like it's called the Support Network for International Students, and your launch is on September the 12th at 1:30 p.m. It sounds like a great way to empower international students who are really struggling during this time. Thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I just want to, do you have any like final comments, I guess, you'd like to make before we conclude this interview, Raul?
I'm calling for all these organizations, cause-oriented organizations, individuals who are really concerned about our international students, who are helping, actually, in a way, bringing money to the economy of Australia. They are helping the economy, the work here in Australia. And to support our network. And so the bigger we are and the stronger our voice will be. So I'm calling all those people to support our network. And we want to rely as well as many as you can. And if you can come and support our launching, it would be great.
Yeah, thanks for that, Raul. And just for listeners' information again, the launch of this International Student Support Network is going to be happening on 1:30 p.m. Saturday, the 12th of September, so tomorrow. It's going to be airing. It will be happening tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. And you can also check the Facebook of Migrant A Melbourne to get more details on the page, because I imagine in this sort of COVID-19 time the event is going to be launched online. So yeah,
yes, that would be on live on Migrant Melbourne page. So yes, yeah,
that's like a great event to get involved with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Raul, and thank you very much for being on our program. And all the best with this launch of your international support network.
Thank you as well for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.